Genesis chapter 14. Now it came to pass in the days of Amraphel king of Shinar, Arioch king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of nations, that they made war on Bera king of Sodom, and Birsha king of Gomorrah, Shinab king of Admah, and Shemeber king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar. All these joined forces at the valley of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. For 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him came and attacked the Rephaim in Ashtaroth-Karnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emites in Shaveh Kiriathaim, and the Horites in their Mount Seir, up to El Paran, which is by the desert. Then they returned and came to Ein Mishpat, which is Kadesh, and attacked all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites, who were living in Hazazon Tamar. And the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar, came out and arrayed themselves in battle against them in the valley of Siddim, against Chedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of nations, and Amraphel king of Shinar, and Arioch king of Elasar. 4 kings against 5. Now the valley of Siddim consisted of bitumen pit after bitumen pit, and the king of Sodom and the king of Gomorrah fled, and they fell there, and the rest fled to a mountain. And they took all the property of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their food, and they went away. And they took Lot, the son of Abram's brother, who dwelt in Sodom, and his property, and they went their way. Now an escapee came and told Abram the Hebrew about it, while he was living in the oak woods of Mamre the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol and the brother of Aner, and they were party to a covenant with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother had been taken captive, he led out his trained men, born in the household, 318 of them, and he pursued them as far as Dan. And he divided himself against them at night, he and his servants, and he attacked them and pursued them to Hobah, which is to the left of Damascus. And he recovered all the property, and he also recovered Lot his brother and his property, and also the women and the people. Then the king of Sodom came out to confront him, after he had returned from attacking Chedorlaomer and the kings with him, to the valley of Shaveh, which is the valley of the king. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he is a priest to the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram to the Most High God, who possesses heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, who has disarmed your adversaries by your hand. And he gave him a tithe of everything. And the king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the people, but keep the property. But Abram said to the king of Sodom, As I raise my hand to the Lord, the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, I most certainly will not take as much as a thread or a shoe latchet, or anything that is yours, so that you cannot say, I made Abram rich, except for just what the lads have eaten, and the contingent of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, they may take their portion.